Tea Party activists are calling for a broader investigation into what took place at the IRS. They are also threatening lawsuits. Let's continue our coverage with NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Among those claiming unjust and unconstitutional targeting by the IRS is a group called the TeaParty.net, which bills itself as the largest grassroots conservative Tea Party organization in the country. Washington-based attorney Dan Backer represents the group. He says he does not have a problem with the IRS checking to make sure applicants for nonprofit status are legit, but
it's one thing to ask us to document the activities that we engage in, which is, you know, not unreasonable, and we complied with that. It's wholly another to ask these questions that have nothing to do with the exemption application.
The IRS was dealing with a large number of applications from the newly burgeoning Tea Party movement in 2009 and 2010 as groups sprung up all across the country in county after county. An inspector general's report released last night said initially just one staffer, then several, were handling all of the applications. Earlier in the day, Backer said that's no excuse.
Hire more employees, hire temps, hire contractors, reallocate employee resources, find more efficient ways to review applications.
Backer supplied one of the questionnaires the IRS sent to his clients. There are four pages of questions, single-spaced. Many seem basic. The very first cites the educational activity the group says it will engage in. The questions include A, what does the activity slash service entail? B, who conducts the activity service? And C, when and where is the activity conducted? Also, will you conduct rallies, exhibitions, or other activities for or against any public officers or political candidates? Backer says that crosses the line, as do, he says, detailed requests for copies of Facebook, Twitter, and other internet activity, including blogs and newsletters. There are requests for detailed breakdowns of what percentage of an organization's time is spent on each activity. Backer represents a big national group that can afford to hire an attorney. Smaller groups across the country report going through the same thing. In Akron, Tom Zawistowski is former leader of the Ohio Liberty Coalition, current head of the Portage County Tea Party, and he runs something called the We the People Convention.
So I've had a lot of fun with the IRS over the last year or 2 years or so.
He says he first filed for tax-exempt status in 2009. For close to 2 years, he heard nothing. Emails, letters, phone calls were ignored. Finally, written requests for more information started to come in.
Give us a list of your donors. Give us a list of your members. In our case, we are a statewide organization, so our members are groups. They wanted us to not only identify who our members were, they want us to give the federal ID number of every member group in our organization.
And he said they wanted a list of everyone who attended every one of their meetings.
For anyone to say that this isn't about the Obama campaign, I defy them to look at the facts.
Ultimately, Zawistowski says he decided not to comply. He started a regular conference call with other Tea Party groups around the U.S. to swap IRS horror stories. One regular participant was Marion Bauer of Fremont, Ohio. She and her husband started a group called American Page.
It's an acronym for American Patriots Against Government Excess.
Bauer says what money they raised they used to buy pocket constitutions to hand out. They are all unpaid volunteers. She said they did note on one of the forms that they're an educational group that occasionally holds book study groups. She says they were then asked by the IRS for a written summary of each book.
I don't have time to write him a book report. I did that when I was in high school. I don't have time for it now.
She says the group had read two books. The first was endorsed by talk show host Glenn Beck, called The 5,000-Year Leap. The other was the pocket constitution they've been handing out. So she packed both up and sent them to the IRS, saying, read them yourself. Bowers, Zawistowski, and Backer have something else in common. Each did eventually get tax-exempt status for their groups. Each is also quick to opine that this is bigger than a bad call made by some bureaucrat at the Internal Revenue Service. Each points a finger at the president, something Tea Party members have been doing ever since their movement began. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.